This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shime, with regard to your lead this morning about an hour ago, what say you to those like the 617 texter who says Patriots could never have been in on Micah Parsons because they don't have the depth roster-wise to part with picks or a player.
Greg, I'll ask a question. I will answer a question with a question. When is the next NFL draft?
That will be in the spring.
Oh, so it's after the season.
Yes,
oh,
correct.
So those draft picks that you would trade have nothing to do with the depth of this current team. Oh, interesting. So, yeah, the depth means nothing. You trade the picks, and you get the best defensive football player in the NFL. It's that simple. It's really not that hard. He is an amazing pass rusher that would completely launch your defense into the top five, possibly top three, on paper right away, like from day one. He's that good.
You'd have to maybe pat for a win, like a Christian Barmore. I know he's
or not, a Keon White.
Yeah, I know he's not Kenny Clark, who I think he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
So you don't have to throw in those guys, but I would have said, hey, listen, take Christian Barmore and Keon White and two first round picks.
But Micah Parsons, you're damn right.
All day long. You know what I mean? If they needed sweeten the package to where Jerry Jones goes, all right, this guy is too much of an issue. Like the fact that you're laying on the table during the game. Or was it during the game? He was laying there, sleeping. So, like, we knew this relationship was over. We knew it was over. So Jerry's like, all right, whoever gives me the best deal, that's where I'm sending Michael.
He wanted his Herschel Walker trade, as Curtis aptly pointed out the other day, and you could have given him that. You absolutely could have, and you chose not to. You're worried about all these other things that don't matter right now instead of trying to win football games.
Rhode Island texter listening on our Providence affiliate, and thanks to everybody who listens in Providence and in Rhode Island. You would have had to beat Green Bay's offer. It was never going to happen.
Why? I would have gave three first-round picks.
Your first-round picks are more valuable, as currently constituted.
Right.
That outweighs the difference between like Kenny Clark and Christian Barmore or Keon White.
Right.
And you could have easily tossed in an extra fourth or fifth round pick to sweeten it up some more.
I would have thrown in.
What do you mean?
I would have thrown in an extra third. I would have thrown in an extra second. Damn! If they would have wanted it a first, I would have gave up three first round picks for Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
this guy is gonna be for the next 8 to 10 years one of the best defensive players in the league. Yeah.
Especially if you believe in your young quarterback, like. If you believe Drake May is going to continue to improve and get better, like I do and like a lot of people do, then this is the investment you make in your team.
Well, we will hear from Mike Vrabel on this Tuesday. So we will be at Gillette Stadium on Tuesday for a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. So Mike Vrabel on this show on Tuesday, Boomer Esiason on this show on Tuesday, Ty Law on this show on Tuesday.
Ooh, jam-packed.
Tie Tuesday, Patriots Monday. Back to work after a quick day off on Monday for Labor Day. This is Dougie from Southie. What's up, Dougie?
What's up, guys? Sean, real quick. So the Pats right now lack depth, right?
In certain spots, yeah.
Okay. Does draft picks help you gain depth?
Yes.
So wouldn't trading away your draft picks kind of help you, kind of screw you in that situation?
Would the draft help you this season in the season in which you need depth?
No, but we're
exactly.
Not about this
so that's
we're
the
about,
point.
We're about starting over because this roster has pretty much got nothing to it.
But
so
Dougie, you know, you can get depth by also just adding in free agency, right? And you also have draft or rounds
yes,
2 through 7 in the draft, right? Like you're only giving up
yes,
first round picks.
This roster is so empty right now. You need more than just a couple free agent picks. You need 2 years of working on this thing. If Michael Parsons comes here, he's going to be frustrated because you're an average team. What happened to Cleo Mack when he went to – where did he go? Has he changed that franchise? No. It's a perfect situation for him to go to a team that's already established because he is a stud. But one defensive player is not going to change his roster right now.
Yeah, Michael Parsons is way better than Cleo mm-hmm. Mack was when he got traded. I believe it was to the Chicago Bears
or the
Vegas Raiders, one of the two.
Chicago.
And Michael Parsons is way better than Cleo Mack was then. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, again, like – okay, so you gave up two first-round picks. Dude, like you still have rounds 2 through 7 to add depth. You can still hit on other players.
Yep.
But the other issue, too, is that this front office, especially Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh, the fall guys, have not shown any capability of being able to draft anybody. So, like, I don't understand why you're so attached to two first-round picks
mm-hmm.
when you could have the best defensive player in all of football who is, Wiggy, correct me if I'm wrong, 26 years old?
26 years old.
Yeah, like it's a slam-dunk no-brainer.
With regard to the draft, sorry, Wiggy,
mm-hmm.
Text from my adopted home continent of Maine. What are we doing if the Patriots get Parsons in the first round in the next 2 years? It would be a miracle. Go get the player who is available
right.
now.
Such
and
a
that,
great
and that,
point.
And that's what I was going to say.
Such a great point.
And I was going to say that. I was like, the draft is such an unknown. You don't know what you're getting. So, like, if you give up two first-round picks, you don't know what those guys that you're getting are.
Could get Cole Strange
right.
again.
You have no clue. The one thing when you're talking about trading for established players in the NFL and established players that are at an elite level, you know what you're getting. You're getting a guy, Micah Parsons, and people don't know football. And this is where they clearly get exposed.
Whoa. When
it is.
Tell it to him.
It's the Jelani Tavai. You get exposed when you go, Micah Parsons doesn't make you a top five defense. He's not going to change who you are. You're talking.
Dallas wasn't a playoff team with him. I've seen that argument.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
I've seen the argument that Dallas.
Wait, hold on. So last year when Dak was hurt, they weren't a playoff team. That makes sense. Years prior, the 3 years prior to last
year,
they had won more regular season games than any team in football over the 3 years prior to last year.
But this is where you get exposed. Because if you look at last year's Super Bowl, a big reason why Philadelphia was able to win is because of the pressure that they put on Patrick Mahomes. When you start to look at the Tampa Bay Super Bowl when Brady won, pressure that they put on Patrick Mahomes. When you start to look at players of this caliber, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, these guys are game changers. They are absolute game changers. And for people who go, well, he's not going to make a difference, that just shows me you know nothing about football.
So then why didn't they do it?
Why didn't who do it?
Why didn't Mike Vrabel do it? If Mike Vrabel is the guy in charge that we all believe that he is, why didn't they do it?
Maybe they didn't want to pay that price.
So to me, it's Robert Kraft didn't want to pay $45 million a year to a guy who he just saw laying down on a table.
This is Peter from Canton. Hey, Peter.
Hey, you guys just exactly said the reason why I called. It's Bob Kraft. We said this how many different times with Belichick. We blamed it on Belichick, but Kraft doesn't want to pay. If I remember correctly, I heard somewhere on the station that $30 million under the cap right now.
No.
They have no intentions of getting up to the cap.
The number is $59 million they have.
Available. Oh, okay. Sorry, I was wrong on that. Yeah. But that's why they didn't make the trade. They had the draft picks. And Shine, you're totally right. Who cares about next year? It's about this year. Like the trade yesterday was Green Bay just put themselves on the top of that division.
Yeah.
Probably in the top of the league.
Mm-hmm. They might be the number one seed in the NFC, Peter. You're absolutely right. And like for a team that is starving for wins like the Patriots have been, this immediately makes you a playoff team.
And there are some people, like whether it's Twitch chat that I happen to see, like this is what gives me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The popsicle headache, because the lack of knowledge that people have on football, it's not one guy on a crappy defense. It's the best defensive player, or arguably the best defensive player in the league, with a young up-and-coming lockdown corner in Christian Gonzalez, a very, very talented defensive tackle in Milton Williams. It's a team that has pieces in place already on defense. So when you add a guy like Micah Parsons, it only makes Williams' job easier. It makes him better. It makes Gonzalez better. It makes, Davis Jr. on the other
Carlton
side.
Davis.
Better. Like, people who sit here and type and say, oh, he's one guy. It's not going to, like, look at the rest of the defense. I honestly say, when we're talking about this, this is where I say, let the experts do the talking and don't type in the dumb, moronic things. We all say
well,
moronic.
Speaking of that, of typing things in, 978 texter says, so you and Shime, Coach Wiggins and Shime,
yes,
know more about football than Mike Vrabel does.
I didn't say I knew more about football, but I will tell you what, if Mike Vrabel had complete control and choice to do it, he would tell you, you get a guy like Micah Parsons. You don't pass up those.
We can ask him that very thing.
And you think he's going to answer
on
that?
On Tuesday.
He's going to give another answer like he gave on Monday. You have to go back and listen to his answer. I found it to be so weird when Wiggy asked the question when we had no idea where these guys were going to end up.
Like his coach's decision.
His response to it was weird. And I get what you're saying. Like, Micah Parsons, it's a no-brainer. But if you're – there was something with Mike Vrabel when it came to these specific guys that didn't seem like he was that interested.
I remember asking Belichick about Myles Garrett when they were playing him. That's when you can really get the insight. And he raved about how difficult Myles Garrett is. And it's just I don't know if I can blame Vrabel, because maybe Robert didn't want to pay that hefty price.
It's Robert.
It has to be.
It is.
Because no intelligent football person would say, yeah, I don't want Micah Parsons on my team for two first-round picks.
It's Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We got to take a break. We will get to They Said It coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.